Jeff Hutchison is driving you home. ABC Radio Perth.
And now I want to take you to the beautiful town of York. Something rather odd happened today. Avon Terrace was the scene of a rather dramatic turn of events at the courthouse. A group claiming, now let me read this carefully, to be the legitimate sovereign authority acting in the interests of the people native of the dependencies of Western Australia, which I guess includes you and me, but I don't know, allegedly broke into the National Trust building and occupied it. The whole thing was streamed on social media live, and it sounded a bit like this.
For the people of New Australia, to do a quality of the dependencies of Her Majesty's Government of Western Australia. We promise to do good.
I mean, I don't know who was listening to it at the time, but it was sort of, it was a moment in history being captured on social media for those people who happened to be aware of the feed at the time. We think it was a seeming attempt at independence, but it was brought to a rather inglorious conclusion when York Police entered the building and four people have appeared at Northam Court this afternoon. Inspector Mark Twamley joins me from Northam Police. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you?
Very well. Can you tell me what happened today?
Well, these matters are unfortunately before the court, so I can't get into a great deal of detail, but it certainly goes into my library of anecdotes that I'll tell people when they ask me what it was like to be a policeman. It was an unusual day.
You can't stop there. No, I realise, of course I understand it is before the courts, but can you tell us what is the allegation against these people?
So basically this morning, the early hours of this morning, we'll be alleging that four persons unlawfully entered the York Courthouse Museum. It's important to make that distinction, I guess, that it isn't actually a functioning courthouse anymore.
Yes.
It's a National Trust building. That gives people an idea of what it was like in the days of old, and they can go in there and see how the courthouse used to operate. We'll allege that entry was made into that building, and then we went in at some stage a little later this morning and arrested those persons and put them before the court.
Okay, and the charges they are facing?
At this stage, trespass and damage. There was a couple of obstructs in there in terms of failing to recognise our authority to place them under arrest, and they appeared in Northern Magistrates Court this afternoon and were remanded to dates into the future.
Okay. And was I right in my introduction, it was, as far as we understand, an attempt to claim the courthouse, or the group claimed to be the legitimate sovereign authority acting in the interests of the people native of the dependencies of Western Australia?
I think there's enough information that they posted on social media themselves to draw very similar conclusions. It was interesting that there was some signage attached to the front of the courthouse proclaiming the building as belonging to a new nation. And the entry was actually made in the back door, not the front. So we went through there later on in the morning, told them that what they were doing was unlawful, placed them under arrest and removed the signage.
A new nation. You've been around a bit, Inspector Mark Twamley. I think if there was a new nation, you'd be aware of it.
Oh, I thought I would have got a memo from Perth, but unfortunately not. So we had to rely on the information we had before us, which is that Western Australia remains the great state of Western Australia.
If you don't mind me saying, you are outstanding radio talent, Inspector Mark Twamley.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for talking to me this evening. What a well-told story. And let me tell you, we've tried to be in touch with this group. The group's website declares that as a Christian nation, New Australia strives to be a world-class destination for spiritual vitality, enlightenment, meditation, wonder and expression on the great adventure of life. And prior to speaking in the courthouse, the small group raised their flag to replace what they considered the satanic Australian flag. How old are these folks? I think they're in their 50s and their 60s.
Your stories from your city every day. This is Drive with Jeff Hutchison, ABC Radio Perth.